Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In 1931, our next guest's organization was established as the first public sculpture garden in America. It's also a preserve for native plants and animals and is one of our state's most popular tourist attractions. Robin Salmon is Vice President of Art and Historical Collections and Curator of Sculpture at Brook Green Gardens in Murrells Inlet. Robin, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of the gardens.
Brook Green Gardens was established in 1931 by Archer Milton Huntington and his wife, Anna Hyatt Huntington. They had come south from New York actually to create a winter home. But once they purchased the Brook Green property and realized its wonder, they decided to establish the first public sculpture garden in America. Brook Green opened to the public in 1932. And because the sculpture is placed outdoors for the most part, within the native plants and animals of the Southeast, as well as exotics that have been adapted to this climate, it is like nothing else you've seen. There are so many beautiful gardens in South Carolina, but this one stands out because of the interplay between the sculpture and the environment.
And now Anna Hyatt Huntington was well known during her day as a sculptor. And many of these sculptures on the property are hers?
Yes, she was a prominent animal sculptor. And in the beginning, her sculpture was the artwork that was placed. But this was the Great Depression in the 1930s. And the Huntingtons wanted to help struggling artists. So they began to acquire sculpture by some of Anna's peers, as well as going back in time to prominent 19th and early 20th century sculptors.
All right, well, now talk about how the operation is run.
We have around 160 employees, full-time and part-time, as well as over 500 volunteers. Brook Green is open every day except Christmas Day. Visitors can stroll the beautiful sculpture gardens, take tours into the outlying areas where we have important historic sites, and they also walk through the zoo. We have a zoo of native animals native to the Southeast, and then there are historic sites in the public areas too, such as the Lowcountry Trail, which has an archaeological site. So there's quite a lot going on every day, including public programs that help to interpret what visitors see.
All right, well, we are about to enter springtime, and so I know that means that you've got some events on the horizon.
Oh my goodness, too many to really even talk about. The big event, of course, is the spring bloom, which does occur generally the end of March and the first part of April. That surprises a lot of people that it really is so early. But one event that's coming up is on March 27th, and that's the Anna Hyatt Huntington Woman of Vision Award Luncheon. It's a way to recognize women during Women's History Month, of course, but also to follow Anna's lead. She was very supportive of women artists and always helped her peers as much as she could. And then the garden symposium that's occurring in March, extravaganza, which is for children just before Easter, and lectures, tours, sculpture workshops. Nearly every day there's something happening.
And now what are the challenges that you face there at the gardens?
Well, I think Mother Nature is probably our greatest challenge. Being, for the most part, an outdoor experience, we are bound by the weather. But we help to ease that by having our admissions ticket good for 7 consecutive days. I guess the other piece of it would be competition from the ocean, the beach. Visitors come here frequently to enjoy that aspect of South Carolina. They'll come to us frequently when they're too sunburned to go to the beach.
All right, very good. Well, Robin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Robin Salmon is Vice President of Art and Historical Collections and Curator of Sculpture at Brook Green Gardens. She joined us by phone from the gardens at Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. We will have a link to Brook Green Gardens posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.